Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The late Dr. Carl Menninger, the famed psychiatrist, was intrigued with the power of hope. Now, many studies have been done relative to the importance of faith and love. But as a psychiatrist, Menninger became convinced that hope is tremendously important when it comes to survival. Hope is the enduring quality of your soul, friend, that will give you strength to live and to go on, no matter how dark your circumstances. Some time ago, the world waited with bated breath for word from a group of miners who were trapped in a coal mine. It seemed there was no hope for the safety of these men, though rescue operations frantically continued. Down below in the mine, the trapped miners began to wonder if they would be rescued. For several days, they tapped the timbers overhead. Then they strained every fiber of their being, listening for a return sound that would let them know help was on the way. In time, the rescue team did hear the tapping. As they listened, faintly yet clearly, came the question tapped in Morse code, "Is there any hope?" You know, hope is the very lifeblood of human existence. The grim wars that our world has faced have proved without a question that a person can endure almost any set of terrible circumstances if he or she has hope. People have survived the horrors of concentration camps, the gnawing hunger of starvation, the intense suffering of torture when they had hope they would come through it. Any hospital chaplain will tell you that hope is the secret of survival when a person believes he or she will come through it. Now, a person can face an illness when the odds are really against recovery. But if there is hope, the individual keeps fighting on. It makes the difference. Hope is more powerful than medicine, even the strongest antibiotic or miracle drug. It's an indescribable mainstay to the souls of people. It brings life when it seems that death is inevitable. It is of interest that this fact has been scientifically proven at the Johns Hopkins Research Center. Dr. Kurt Richter, directing a psychobiological study, tells how that when rats were put into a hopeless situation, they gave up and died, even though food and water were present. If, however, the hopeless feature was removed, the animals would fight to survive and did survive. Dr. Charles Malik, a former head of the UN General Assembly, has said that hope for a world in crisis depends upon the things that you can trust. A person who faces surgery has to base his hope for survival upon the skill of the surgeon and the grace of God. An individual who faces the agonies of war will respond, though, to the love of a wife or a mother or a family, someone who's waiting for him. He has hope because he has love. Now, the law of hope operates just as certainly in the realm of the spiritual. A person who is trusting God has a hope that will never fail. The writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews describes this hope as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. He says that we can flee to God for refuge, and we can lay hold of the hope that is before us. That hope is embodied in a person, Jesus Christ, who proved a way of salvation and an escape for those who will look to him. Despair is the very opposite of hope, and that's what happens when you see no possible solution. It is then that you give up and you lose your hold on life. When you ask God to walk with you through each crisis, you have hope for the future. Trust Him, friend, and let Him take you through your despair.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.